tick on what we said yesterday. You hear us going there. So we're talking about tightening a door handle. That's what we're busy with, tightening a door handle. So we said that in the Issa and Binyan on Kalim, there's a problem. Oh, not on Kalim, in the Issa and Binyan on a house, even if you make a small improvement in the house, and the marshal, you fix the door handle, that means even you just tighten it. The marshal means you've got the screw in already, and the marshal's a bit loose, so you want to tighten the screw. That's a problem. Who are they to put the door handle onto the door, even in a loose manner? That's also to do. Who are they putting a glass pane into a window? Let's say it slipped out. You want to put it back in again? That's also a problem of binyan. We spoke about washing the floor yesterday. So I looked up this thing about some using bleach. So yesterday we spoke about, are you allowed to wash the floor? So the mice, it's a problem. One of the things of binyan is smoothing out the floor to make it nice and even. So that's the one of the gazelles of binyan. That's why we mustn't sweep the floor. You mustn't wash the floor. So sweeping the floor is mutter nowadays. Washing a floor nowadays, the mice and the possums don't allow it. But we spoke about yesterday, why don't you got a small spillage on the area? Someone spilled some blackcurrant juice, for example, onto the floor. It's very sticky. So then we said that Shlomo Zalman says in a small area, to put down in a small area, that wasn't Issa of Hadocha. Others are Cholet, Shlomo Zalman says. So we said, Lemaisa, what can you do? Can you pour a bit of bleach down on that area? So we were speaking about it, well, it's Muxa yesterday. It's bleach Muxa. It's not Mamish here. But they bring, bleach is not Muxa, that we said yesterday. So he says an interesting story over here, not like I said yesterday. He said the reason why it's mutter, but Yashar says the reason why it's not mukhsa is because you use it on your hand. If you've got a stain on your hand, you could wash your hand with it. That's a chiddush. Yeah, I mean, bleach is very powerful. It's got a very strong koyach. That means I was speaking yesterday about these normal sprays in a kitchen, the marshal. I thought that's also mutter to use because the mice, you can have a worktop that's dirty and you want to wash it. There's nothing, what's wrong with what? No, someone's got a dirty table over here, for example. Something spilt on the table, it's dirty. So is there a problem to take a bit of bleach to wash? I said, yes, I don't think there's a problem to take a bit of bleach and rub it and clean it. Who I did now would have thought that all the sprays in a kitchen, which are also like that, which are meant to clean, should also be allowed to be used for this. But I don't know, I have to check it out. It doesn't look like so possible. You see, he says, well, Yashar says the reason why it's mutter bleach because you can use it on your hands.
Bleach means that the other ones are gone.
Bleach is a very strong thing. That's really better. Bleach.
Too strong.
You can dilute it. There's nothing wrong with diluting. It's quite a very thin bleach.
Spray
is that. I don't know if anyone would spray his hand to clean it. I don't know. What? Yeah, but sounds a very strong stain. The marshal might not come up with it with a spray liquid. Yeah? So then you have to make, I don't know, you have to know what happened with bleach. I don't know. I have to check it out. But Riley, he says bleach is not moxa because you can use it on shelves to remove stains from one's hand. That's under Shami Yehuda. That's like a way he's quoting from it. Yes, he's quoting from Shami Yehuda. Shami Yehuda says it's from Shemuel Eliashiv. So I don't know. It's like an interesting story. I'm not so sure it's so possible now to wash the floor with a bit of bleach. I thought it was possible. It's mutter. But I have to check it out. It's not done anything like so simple. Bleach is not moxa, he says. Bleach is not moxa. Moist is not moxa. So I'm saying that you could use for the floor. Yeah, but I'm saying, I asked about all the other sprays as well in the kitchen. I thought all the other sprays as well, it's all the same hetish, all be mutter. But if you go with a straw that you can wash your hands with, I don't know if people wash their hands with it without it. But I'll have to check it out. That's an interesting thing. Okay, that was more or less yesterday's share. I'm just thinking, what else yesterday? Okay, another interesting thing now today. Oh, we spoke also about the door handle actually came off, so the marshal to put it back on again, Shabbos, you can't do it. But you can use a screwdriver to put through the hole to turn the handle. We spoke about yesterday, that's more to do. Okay. Coming on today, very interesting. Now, the shayla about binyan bekalim. Now, let's talk about, first of all, a big keli. The marshal, I don't know what. Let's talk about one of those shelves over there. So I've got my tape machine today. So Chazal say anything which is one amma by one amma by three ammas. Let's give you a rough idea what that is over here.
Tie.
What?
Each tie is
one armor. Right, so you need three of these along by one, and you need the height of one. So let's take this extender over here.
How much is that?
That is called like karka. That's a chiddush already. That's got a din like karka. And therefore, if the handle is loose and a person just turns it to tighten it, that's the same thing as a binyan, and that is also been I'll to do on Shabbos. Well, I'm not in a problem. I'm talking about a big one. So one amma, what? If you've got a cupboard, which is freestanding, and it's one amma by one amma by three ammas,
A fridge,
yeah, something like that. I'm not sure about the shelves in the fridge. I'm not sure about the check up if that's able to come out. But someone's got a freestanding cupboard. Something like that. Something like this over here, yeah? This thing over here. Let's say the handle over here is loose. To open it, this handle is loose. And you want to tighten it on Shabbos to make it tight. That is the same thing as binyan b'karka, which is often not supposed to do. So it makes you think that means he's doing a small thing, but since that keli is such a big keli, it's called like karka, and therefore it's got the same chumras as a binyan b'karka itself.
Where does a door handle?
A door handle is also attached to the thing. It's exactly the same thing. But no, actually, let's say you've got a small, let's say you've got something, let's say like this, for example.
This is not,
is
this one
Yeah, it's an area. One by one by three. Yeah, I want to speed up. One by one by three is an area. So I worked out the area. The area is over here. It's about 0.33 cubic meters, according to Hano. Or in feet, it's 11.69 cubic feet. So you've got an area, something which has got a volume, it's got the area of that shear, that has got a din of karka mamish. And then, and you measure that from the outside of the surface, I mean, you don't measure the inside, something like this over here, for example, this is three, probably the area here is mistoma one by one by three. Yeah? So this has got the same choyma as a door handle, anything which is attached, you see exactly what that means, it's the same choyma as something which is attached to the building, it's got a very severe type of binyan to that. Anything which is less than that, then the halacha is going to be more lenient because it's not such a problem of binyan, and in certain cases it's mutter. Well, there's two things you have to work out. When a person takes a small keli, for example, and he puts it together, I'll give you an example, see what it means, yeah? A small utensil, he puts it together and it's firmly put together, he's done an issur binyan. It could also be done makropatish because he's completed an article. Let me give you an example. For example, what does a person do? I didn't write any examples, I'm afraid.
A handle comes from a pot.
Oh, I've got an example. Yeah? So a moshel, a pot. So a moshel, let's say for the first time, a person's got a new pot, he has to put it together again, and he wants to do it for the first time on Shabbos. So if he does that on Shabbos, he puts the handle of the pot on the pot, he's done machim patish, and has he done binyan mekayim? So then we say like this, if it's a very firm attachment, which it is with the screws like that, it's very firm, then even mekayim is an issur binyan. You hear? If a person takes the keli, which is not one by one by three, it's less than that shear, and a person were to stick it together, make it attached together, if it's very firm, he's done an issa of binyan, and if it's the first time, he's done an issa of makropatish.
It's half off, you can't screw it.
No, so you can't. So makropatish only works the first time.
First time.
If something's not been done already, there's no makropatish. But if that screw becomes loose, now, mum, it's this case over here, that screw now becomes loose. And a person takes a screwdriver, for example, everything on Shabbos, takes a knife and turns the screw to make it tight.
So yes, he's now. You said the lavatory seat. It's not solid.
The lavatory is much worse because that's mummy's to touch the ground. A lavatory seat, that's mechubel karka. Anything which is mechubel karka, even a loose binding is problematic. It's very minor. A big cave is also the same as that, yeah?
One by one by three.
I don't know. I'm not sure where it comes from, that shear of one by one by three. It's interesting. It reminds me of Hilchos Tumah. It could be Hilchos Tumah. I'm not sure. Huh?
Portable,
I think it is. It's not Mamish Mechubel HaKarka because you can move it around. But if it's very big, once it's got this shear one by one by three, it's got the same din as what do you call it, as Mechubel HaKarka. So the Chayra, this toilet is going to be that shear, yeah? So, Mechubel. What?
By 1x3,
that's
a shiver
micro. Yeah. The 1x1x3 is a shiver micro, rather, yeah. It's very, very small, but the mice must be when it puts good to the micro. The water goes up, yeah, because of its weight. So the water, that's the smallest amount of shear that can cover a person with water. 1x1x3. Yeah, but I don't know what it's got to do with, why it's got to do with binion. It's a discussion, I'm not sure where, right, where it comes from.
Would it be enough to if it's got wheels on it?
No, that's the Achilles. I mean, even though it's a movable item, it's quite right, but that's what I want to point out, actually. This shear, 1x1x3, is even though you can move the KD. Even though it's a movable item, it moves around. It's not mummish attached to the ground. This beam you can move, yeah? Well, this you can move around, that actually you can move around. Even so, since it's got this big shear, they gave it the dint of Karka. I'm not sure you're right. I'm not sure where it comes from, why they gave it this choma, but the mice, that's what they did. They gave it the shear of Karka. It's got a dint like a building. In certain halachas, such a big shear looks like a bit like a building. It's a mini building, it looks like. So Chazal gave it this shear of what do you call it? So again, well, so there's a problem. Binyan Bekalim, we're going to come to Binyan Bekalim. Yeah, Binyan Bekalim, Binyan Bekalim is a bit more lenient, but one thing that's got the same stringency is if you type a Keli, that is the same Issa as Binyan Bekalka. So if this person's got, like, Moshe, a good example, someone's got a lid of a pot, yeah, a lid of a pot which is loose. And the mice is tied is on Shabbos, that's my opinion. You see, that's the disadvantage of makapatish and binyan. It's always important to know, is it a makapatish or binyan? If it's makapatish, once you've done your pot the first time, it becomes done again, it's not makapatish anymore. But in binyan, it's a problem of binyan, it's still a problem of binyan.
So you can't do the pan?
No, you can't tie the pan. Even loose as Mustafa Gezeira, who I think glasses, the screw of the glass has come out, the tightening of the screw, even though it's a movable object, nothing, it's got no shear, but to make it firm, yeah, firm attachment, there's a problem of binyan
Bekalim. So it's a big cake, 1x1x3, what can you do?
Even loose is a problem. Even a loose attachment is problematic. But a small cake, then the only issue is if it's a firm attachment, a strong attachment.
So you say anything else so far? No,
I'm finished yet. You have to wait. I'm telling you, a big one is even a loose attachment. So, number one. So, the moshel, someone's got a broomstick, for example. Someone's broomstick, the broomstick broke the moshel. I'm screwed. A child took off the broomstick, and a person on Shabbos wants to screw it back on again together. He's got a serious problem with boina. Because it's a firm attachment. And that is a problem to what you call it. However, to assemble pieces which slot together very easily and it's not firmly bonded, Lamosha, let's say you've got a small cupboard. Yeah, a small cupboard's got two little hinges where the thing hooks onto very, very easily. It's not a firm attachment. That is not a problem of Caleb to attach. It's only when it's a firm attachment, a bonded attachment, very strong.
Those
bottom
things,
are those
firm?
Which ones?
No, they're
bottom
chairs.
Plastics. The plastics into the chairs.
That's Mustafa firm. That's Mustafa very firm. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. He's talking about these rubber things at the bottom here. Yeah? That, the chair, is a very firm attachment. It's not screwed in.
It's not screwed in.
It's very firm.
It's firm. It's
firm.
It's firm.
It's firm.
It's
firm.
It's firm.
It's firm.
It's
firm. It's
firm.
It's
firm. It's firm. It's firm. It's firm. It's a good question. I'm saying a good question. That's a firm attachment, though, yeah? It's very strong.
But
anything you attach... Yeah, I understand. But that's a macropathic because it's not a cane. In binyan, adding to a cane is also a binyan. If someone's got a cane and you add to it, that's also a binyan. So if it's a firm attachment, it's going to be a problem even by Canaan. If it's not firm, it's going to be what's that? Let's see what other examples we've got. I put the moshel, the broomstick is a problem. Screwing a hand of a pot is a problem. But to assemble parts of an item which just slip into position but are not firmly bonded, the moshel, hanging a door on a small cupboard, which just slips in. Or, I tell you what else is also important, moshel, sometimes these upholstered seats, for example, sometimes the seat comes out. And you just put it back in the little square box. It's not firmly attached there. It's not screwed in. It's just come out, and you want to put it back in again and sit on it.
So you know you have a shovel with a handle. You can stand up, you can do a small one. You can put it into the hole and use it standing up, or you bend down.
Is it screwed in or screwed?
No, you just bend it.
That's much more better. That's all right. That's a loose thing.
That's an extension.
The other side, these seats, you don't talk about the seats, yeah? The upholstered seats, so much you get those dining room chairs or whatever, they've got like a cushion over here in the middle. And this cushion lifts up sometimes. You can lift it up and take off. If that's the case, it's not screwed in. If that is the case, that's a loose attachment. The thing is not 1x1x3. That's a loose attachment. A loose attachment on the Kaylee is mutter. If it's what you call it, if it's only a cage.
And to put a zip on your couch, a cushion, zip it back on.
Oh, so that was another shah. That was when we spoke about that. We spoke about that was the Gabbai Tofa. That was Rav Vosda's got a Chiddush L'maaseh. If it's meant for a very long time, maybe that's a problem. Others hold a zip is always moch, it's a short time, and a zip is never a problem. Others hold that if it's meant to be for a long time with a zip, that means normally the zip is done for a very long time, that could be a shah of Tofa.
On an ordinary couch, you put a cushion.
That,
the cushion's got three cushions.
That's nothing. It? That's much nothing at all. It means the cushion's fallen off.
That's the same.
No, he's talking about a cushion. The cushion's falling.
It's a cushion.
It's a cushion.
He's adding to it, but that's not an attachment. It's not a question. It's a good point. But that's been a good attachment, I don't think. It's not a joint at all.
He's talking about the main part of the couch.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
The feet itself of the couch.
Not feet.
The feet. The cushion.
You've got a couch. You've got a couch.
The cushion comes
off. You said that was a black one. Yeah. That cushion, I don't know if it's called attachment at all. It's not joint, it's just lying on it, that's not a problem.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not, it's a good point, man. That's not a problem. To attach, that I don't think is a problem.
Like a shelf, if you fly in the shelf.
Oh, so a shelf. Now, that's why I'm not sure about a fridge. That's why I wasn't sure about it. Now, watch a fridge. It's often one by three, yeah? Now, is there a problem to slip in? I have to check this out, I'm not sure about this. Is there a problem to what you call it, to move around the shelves, to change the shelves. The chayre, it's problematic. It's a problem with the karka. Unless the svarah, which is only to keep coming off, but I don't know if it's right, because the moshul, these shelves over here, which got the pegs, which you move to adjust the shelves, on the ones that are attached to the thing there, the chayre, that's mamish a problem to move. Because that's mamish, mechobel akad is a problem. On the ones that are less than by one by three, then moving those pegs or a loose connection, that probably is mutter.
Even the pegs
alone. You know what I mean? In a cupboard which is less than one by three, that's a key.
It's a loose connection.
That lechayra to move around. What?
It's
not stuck firmly. You can pull them out very easily. It's not firm. I think I wrote that down here, actually.
Pegs and a shelf.
Pegs on the cupboard.
Pegs and a shelf.
I get a shelf, there's a small shelf.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's not normal.
Pegs and a shelf.
Yeah, lechayra, both of them are going to. But I'm saying it's a chiddush, I'll check it out.
Through
baskets.
Through baskets.
Through
baskets. Also done by stacking up a hinge. It's a basket.
In the fridge?
Not a cupboard. No. Your cupboard got three baskets. You take it out and in. It's run by rails.
Yeah, but why shouldn't it off? It's not meant to come off. That's the chayre. Well, first of all, a karka that normally. It's attached to
a drawer, but it's not a proper drawer. It's not a drawer like that.
No, but it's attached.
It's not a drawer. It's different.
But it's attached to the wall. It's attached to the wall. That's mechobel karka. Mechobel karka has no heter.
It's not a drawer. It's much easier. It's like a bring.
Anything which is attached to
the rail, yes.
It's like a dishwasher.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but anything which is attached to the ground.
He's that. It's not a.
But that doesn't make sense.
It's not fixed.
Because
I want the whole thing. Apple on top. I don't
know what. But I mean, once it's mechobel to the wall, then you've got a problem already. Once anything is mechobel to the wall, it's a unit in a wall, that's called mechobel karka. Even a loose connection is a problem then, yeah? That's much worse. We're talking about binyan b'keinu over here, where it's less than one by three. Something can break, you put it out.
If it's going to put it on exactly on it to stand up.
It's a unit in the wall, yeah? It's a unit in the kitchen. That's much worse than a couple of cabinets.
Drawer you're not allowed to take out?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. The kitchen drawer, I'm to take out kitchen drawers, also like that, the same way.
It's a proper
way. That's it. It's also, that's a couple of cabinets.
It's not a plastic thing.
It's not a holes in it.
I know there's a difference.
The curtains fall out, and now the curtains fall down.
It's a problem. It's a problem to put it back.
That's fixed. That's different.
That's fixed. He's telling you this is not fixed.
It's not fixed. It's not
yeah, it's meant to be there. It's meant to be there. That's worse. So that's what we're saying. So, binyan b'keinim, if it's less than 1 by 3, a loose connection, it's not a firm connection, it's mutter, but a strong connection, even in that case, it's also do. So, to tighten the broom, wash, it's problematic. Okay, everybody's there.